This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. While half of us have received little snow, the other half seems to have been inundated. Temperatures have fluctuated and our climate doesn't seem too sure what to do. One thing we know is that when our roads get slick, slimy, or snow-covered, the salt trucks come out. Something we also know is that our plants are not fond of it. Road salt can damage plants by interfering with their water uptake through the root system. It'll look like root damage or drought and include stunted growth, scorching on leaves, and maybe the formation of witch's brooms on shrubs on the salt side of the plant. We've talked before about salt-tolerant plants, but today I'm focusing on native salt-tolerant plants. I would caution you, as you consider landscaping around your perimeter, to take into account not all plow truck drivers stick to the road. I've had them scrape my lawn a time or two. And always take into account the mature size of your plants as well, and place them accordingly, especially if you have on-street parking. You don't want your plants trampled or hide someone's line of sight for safety. Some native perennials to consider include butterfly weed. That has the bonus of being a host for the monarch butterfly, barren strawberry, wild bergamot, and yarrows. I'll have pictures and more information about those plants on my website, gardenbite.com. Unless it's just crabgrass, your lawn doesn't care for salt either. Ornamental native grasses that tolerate salt include big and little bluestem and switchgrass. I'm a big fan of grasses and would really consider a mix of these and black-eyed Susan. You could really make a lovely landscape. Additionally, summer sweet, which has a wonderful fragrance, is a native salt-tolerant shrub. Others include serviceberry, winterberry, and hackberry. I'll have a more thorough list on my website, gardenbite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.